It's thought that 1 in 70 New Zealanders suffers from celiac disease. Their bodies don't tolerate gluten. But many more of us choose not to eat gluten, and there's a big market for it. Just look in the cabinets of cafes around the country, and there's almost always a gluten-free option. However, a team of researchers in the US says unless you're celiac, you shouldn't remove gluten from your diet. And that's because they say limiting whole grains could lead to heart problems. And of course, some people go gluten-free, believing it's healthy for their heart. Dr. Alice Leichtenstein is the director of the Cardiovascular Nutrition Laboratory at Tufts University in Boston. Hello to you. Scientists at Harvard looked at data from almost 120,000 people, Doctor. What do you make of their conclusions in this report?
Well, I think the conclusions are something that we would come up with from a logical basis, but it's important to have the data that really substantiates it. Whenever one decides to eliminate a large category of foods from the diet, concerns always arise as to whether essential nutrients are or other components are lost as well.
Right. Do we need gluten, though, or do we need the grains that it's delivered in, I guess?
Well, certainly gluten is not essential. We do not need to consume gluten. However, foods that contain gluten contain important nutrients and phytochemicals that we do need.
Yet gluten-free is promoted, I guess, as a way of clean eating. Is it true that we do feel better without gluten in our diet? What impact does it have on the body?
I'm not aware that it has any specific impact. I think from a psychological perspective, some people may feel better or convince themselves that they may feel better. And, of course, we're excluding people that have celiac disease, which really they are intolerant to gluten. But for the majority of people that are currently avoiding gluten, there's no reason to suspect that they would feel any different because gluten's a protein, and we digest the protein. We break it down into its component parts, which are amino acids, and we absorb them either as single amino acids or dipeptides, so double two amino acids stuck together. And the body can't really tell whether those amino acids come from gluten or dairy protein or meat protein or soy protein.
It's such a interesting industry, the health and well-being and diet industries. And we listen to so many people, you know, celebrity food bloggers and what have you, as to what we should and shouldn't be doing, and they endorse products and otherwise. But there are so many diets out there, Doctor, from gluten-free to paleo to the old Atkins diet and the other diet now, 5-2, we fast for a couple of days. Do any of these diets have merit, do you think, in our long-term health and well-being?
I don't think any of them do. In fact, I think we see some that are popular, like in the 70s, the Atkins diet was popular, and it went into disfavor, and then it rose again. And over time, over the past 30 years, we've seen a tremendous number of diets. And yet, as a population, for most of the developed countries and developing countries, we've seen an increase in overweight and obesity. So from that perspective, I don't think they're particularly useful. I think, in general, what someone needs to think about is, what are the weak links in my diet? Where does it appear if the concern is that they're gaining too much weight? Where could I cut down? And or where are there points where I may not be aware that I'm over-consuming calories? And then how can I make a change and stick with it in the long term? Because diets are not like a course of antibiotics. You don't go on a diet for 10 days or for 5 days, and then your problem is solved, because you just go back to the same old eating pattern. So it's really a matter of how can a person personally make small changes that will improve their diet, either by decreasing calories or increasing the quality, and really stick with it for the rest of their lives.
Dr. Alice Leichtenstein from Boston, the Cardiovascular Nutrition Laboratory at Tufts University, thank you. So there you go. Gluten-free, no real health benefits at all. In fact, quite the contrary, according to Harvard University. If you cut gluten out of your diet, you're also cutting out a lot of whole grains, and your heart needs that for good health. Knock yourself out. Get into that slice of bread this morning, people.